When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
Welcome back to the Napping Through Happy Hour podcast, where we talk real life, real drama, in real time. I'm Marie.
And I'm Katie. Hello!
Hi. I might be a little far from my mic. Hold on here. Does that sound any better?
I mean, they both sounded good.
Okay. Okay. I'm kind of leaning. Anyways, hi!
Hi! How's it going, dude? How are you doing?
I'm all right. Oh. I had a weird day. And it wasn't too bad. But I think the landlords of this building come over a lot.
Like come into your place?
No. So it's hard to explain, but if you know a San Francisco apartment, it's typical Victorian has two stories, and then it has this underground parking lot. A lot of people turn half of that part, that or garage. It's usually a long, like these houses are long, very long and narrow for the most part. I mean, not too narrow, but they're, as far as the way they're built, they're long and narrow. So there's a first floor and a second floor, and then, like I said before, we took the bottom story, which is they basically split half the garage.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's probably what they did. And then they made it into like this little apartment that we're in.
Got it.
So they don't come into the apartments, but they come into the garage and they come into the wing on the side of the house. Like there's this wing, because our houses are so close together, it's just like a little tunnel underground, it feels like, but really it's just two houses over, like hanging with over
it, was some kind of like connecting piece above it that almost is like a tunnel.
Oh god, I don't know what I'm saying. It's just the side of the house basically. Okay. So but it's a long, but there, yeah, there is I guess is there, that's things, I don't know if there's a connecting piece. I think it's open air, but it's a hallway. Maybe I should just say like a hallway.
Okay.
So, and it's on the side of the house, not part of the main entrance. And I just can't tell what, I think it's my cat acting up right now. Cheddar. She's been really crazy in this house. I don't know if it's just because it's new, but she's been like doing the zoomies.
I think it's also spring. Our cat is going buck wild right now.
Yeah.
Like he will not stop crying at the door. We let him out. We bring him back in. Like he's going rampant.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, she's just been like wild, like a feral cat. Anyways. When we moved in, we could not fit our couch through the doors. We could not fit it through. Like it would not come back here. So the movers opened up the garage and just like set the couch there. Well, that's a big deal, apparently. That the garage that we like put it in there. So I think they've been coming to check, and like you could hear them in the garage. Like the walls are so thin. So it's like,
can you talk to them about them? Or like, does it feel weird to talk to them? Oh,
I don't know. Well, we haven't taken over the lease officially yet, and I think that's something I want to bring up. But it seems like, because the people who live above us, it feels like they've tried to talk to them about it.
About the couch?
No, well, the couch is like, whatever, like, you don't want us to use your garage. Like, the only thing, like, because we asked, you know, maybe we could store some stuff in there. We've got, you know, we've got a storage that we pay for monthly, but you have a big garage that's empty underneath the house. Most landlords let you use the garage as part of the house, but I guess this one doesn't want us to use the garage.
Okay. So,
it's empty practically. Like, there's a few things in it, but so they come and they go into the garage and they go into the backyard, and that's what he said. He has said something about it. Well, that's what he alluded to, the people upstairs. So I think this is just their thing, and because it's not the apartments, we can't, like, what do you even say? But I feel like, why are you all over here all the time?
Right. And do you know it's the owners, or like,
I think it's their kids.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen them. I just hear them in the garage. And he has said that they've appeared before on the premises. Like,
they've appeared? What is that?
One day, I guess they were looking out and saw them in the backyard, you know? And so I'm like, it's so unusual for me, because it's San Francisco, rental, world is very different than other places. I know that people rent their houses in LA, but everything is a multi-unit, right? Like, it feels like a lot of these houses were just split in half and then split in half, you know, kind of thing. Right. So, but I've never had a place where we weren't allowed to use the backyard. Well, we do use the backyard, but it feels like we're technically not supposed to, because that's one of the areas that they show up. Do you know what I mean? Because they're obviously sticky to the places where they're not coming into the house. So they have that boundary. They know that.
But can you clarify with everyone? Like, does it feel too weird to ask? Like, why does it feel weird to ask?
Well, I think because we're not the official leaseholders yet. I think when we are, those are questions I want to ask, because I think today I'm doing something and just hearing them, it's very jarring.
Yeah.
So... Hi. Yeah, you're making a lot of noise back there. Okay. Maybe you can't hear it. Maybe it's just me being...
I heard the tippy taps of your cat, but I haven't heard anything at all.
Okay.
In terms of movement or people or anything that.
The tippy taps are what are getting to me right now. The irky. Okay.
Because I think that's just Cheddar.
Yeah. I think she's playing with the curtains. Not the curtains. We have those blinds. Those long, thin ones.
Yep. I know. I hate them too, because they always fall down, and they always that part that just barely connects to the little plastic thing always tears or something. And then you either have to do a stapler to get it to be working, or you have to tape it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing, because one of them fell off, and I'm like,
oh. Well, we had that happen on one of, because we've got those in our apartment too, and they gave us one to replace it, but it was too short or something. And it was
oh, what? God.
This is even worse.
Oh, that's another thing. That was another thing. Is so we have to get rid of the couch as soon as possible. They do not want us to have the couch in there. So I'm essentially just junking or recycling it.
Okay.
But it's a brand new couch. We hadn't even had it 6 months. So I'm really upset about that. But what I tried to sell it and I've gotten no bites.
Facebook Marketplace, nothing?
Yeah, I've put it on Facebook Marketplace. I've put it on Craigslist. I put it on OfferUp and nothing. Like one person contacted me and I think it was a scam. So I'm like, it's just a bummer, you know? I mean, we didn't pay too much for it, but it was like $900.
That's still, that's a good amount. That's, you know, and that's a couch. You're not cheap. Like, that's
it's a sleeper couch, too. It's a really nice couch. And just,
And it just doesn't fit anywhere inside.
That's it. So it's funny because we tried to get this very same couch at our first apartment, the apartment we came, you know, that caught fire. Yeah. We tried to get this particular couch in and it didn't come up. It wouldn't come in the house. So we had to send it back. We got our money back and we ended up buying this like futon sort of thing. One that we could put together. Wasn't my favorite, but we needed something in the house after we'd gotten rid of our other one. So it's funny because we were excited, like in Oakland, I didn't even think about, this is what I didn't think about, that we might move again and also move very soon. So I got that same couch because I had wanted it so badly.
Yeah.
And so we got it and it fit easily into the house. But now we're back in San Francisco and this is, and the mover said to me, he's like, this is a very typical problem. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Just San Francisco architecture and just everything's small. Everything's tiny. But yeah, we have to get this couch out. And then so I'm worried. Now I'm like,
Could your family maybe store it? Like, would your mom want it maybe at her
place? I do not. My mother has hoarder tendencies. So I do not want to aid in a bed.
Got it. Yeah, got it. A bed. Heard.
Yeah,
heard.
And I just think it happens that like they wanted out, like, and I don't, it's like there was no like us trying to pull a fast one. It was like literally like we can't get it through and the movers aren't going to take it. Like we had to just put, I didn't want to leave it just on the street because I didn't think that would be a great move,
right?
You know, just moving in, just leaving this large couch on the side of the road. So the movers opened up the garage and put it in there. And I was like, okay, well, let's see if we can ask if we can keep it here, you know, just storage, like pay it, even if we have to pay a storage fee or something. And no, they do not want us to do that. And so now today, we thought we were going to have it out by today, but we're going to take it out to the curb today. So it's not out yet. And I feel like they were here to check. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe this is paranoia, but it's like, why are you here again? You were just here unless the only other thing, and I'm going to ask Paolo about this, is if they are coming to take out the trash because it's trash day.
Okay. Well, maybe it's that.
I'm really hoping it's that. Oh, that's what I was going to say is I know that they've been there because the last time, full circle. I remember when I went to go take a picture of the couch to put on for sale. There were blinds, new blinds, like sitting, the kind that fit in our, on our window.
There's no got it. Oh, right. Okay. Got the long, thin blinds.
Yeah. There was a whole set of them in the garage. And I was like, oh, you wouldn't have. Is it weird that is that a weird coincidence that like we obviously have broken once we just moved in and now all of a sudden these blinds appear?
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so funny. I'm just like, so what I'm just wondering if it's ever like how, what is the limit? Like I can handle like once every, because the upstairs neighbor said it's more of like a once a year thing. It happens like that. But I swear I've heard them here twice at least. And I've only been here a week and a half.
Maybe talk to the upstairs neighbors again. You know, like it's even though like I understand like being afraid because you're not technically on the lease just yet. And like you don't feel like you have but like take the initiative and talk to the people that you can talk to, like the people that you do know connected to this property that you feel comfortable being around, because the Your brain gets creative. And,
that's true. Yeah.
And I just want to ward against that at the start of this living situation.
Yeah. No, I know, I know. You know. Oh, because that's the thing is I can't hear people talking without assuming they're talking about me. Like that's, I don't like to hear, like when I have thin walls, oh, yeah. It's the worst. It's so, because I'm just like, they're talking about me. And like, I just imagine I'm in there really upset about the couch. Like we, so.
Oh, noobs. Oh. Dude, no, like try and give yourself and your brain a little bit of a break and give the benefit of the doubt for all parties involved who are new to this building, to this area, to this circumstance and situation.
Yeah.
Treat yourself the way that you would want to be treated and speak to the others as such as well. Because listen, for now, this is where you're living. You know, and like try and make the best of it in the beginning as possible by communicating. Like, instead of coming up with what might be it.
Yeah.
Because that's, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot the more you think about it.
And like, it's funny too, because then I go through like, well, maybe I should have asked before I put it in. Like, I literally did not think it would be a big deal.
And talk just, about it. Talk about it. Talk about it with the upstairs neighbors. Like, maybe they need a couch in the new place they're going. Like, who knows? Talk to him.
Yeah.
Are you going to? Or are you
brushing off? I'll have Nico do it. I'll have Nico check in about it. Well, because I feel like they see them more. They work with them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. So they can casually just talk about it. I am. But yeah, I mean, other than that, my life is fine. I just like, oh, today I heard it and I was like, oh, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. So I
because you're also coming from a place where you think that maybe somebody started a fire in your building. And then you've got a landlord that like was weird in the last place and your car was stolen. So like it is understandable given the circumstances and the events that have led you to this new place that people's voices that are inexplicably around your own home kind of freak you out. It makes sense. But the only thing that's going to help you get out of like what it could be is making sure that you understand a clearer picture.
Yeah. Feel that. Yeah. I mean, I'll be okay. It's like at the same time, we're taking it out tonight, even if they were upset about it. Like, we dealt with it as fast as we could. Apologies for the inconvenience. Like we will have it out. It's not like I'm trying to keep it there.
No, totally. And I mean, have they communicated directly to you about the couch?
No, through their realtor.
Oh God, I hate that situation.
Yeah, so their realtor is the one who manages the property. So it's weird because you talk to him, but I think it's them coming because they live 3 blocks down. That's why I told Nico, I said, are we sure you want to stay? Because like, I want to see how it is past this couch situation. Because after that, we're like, not doing anything, right? We're just chilling. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? We're not impeding on their space. So just chilling at home. Praying to God that, you know, Charlie doesn't bark too much, but I'm home now. I'm working partly from home, so that helps.
How's that going?
Fine. I almost want to ask her for more work, but I like what I've been doing so far. I went to the first event last week, so that was fun, and she just had me like do some graphics in Canva today, stuff like that, which is always fun for me.
Nice.
But yeah, like last week I got to research bands and stuff for an event they're holding, and I just love prepping for events. Like, it's so much fun to me. I want to go back to doing it full time. I really do.
And it sounds like this is like a good location to work up to that. And
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on, because technically I am a temp, but like they were saying, like a lot of the people there started as temps. So I am always looking out for, because I'm not sure if the person I'm taking, whose place I'm taking, you know, they're graduating, so I don't know what that means, you know. But also, I'm also looking for, there's plenty, it's cool because in universities, a lot of times they have multiple events, you know, like, yeah, like a department, right? Yeah. Yeah, that and other departments have events people, you know. Yeah. So I'm looking for like program assistant kind of work there as it pops up. So that would be nice. And also still like keeping an eye out for other places and other businesses. But I'm also right now glad to have just these two, even if they're temp jobs, because it gives me a little bit of a break from like looking for work. Like,
yeah,
like I gotta keep looking, but I can at least, I've bought some time and I can give myself like a break. You know, like I think a month out, for, like when it's, I'd say about a month out from the end of my date, my end date, I'll start putting in the time again.
Concerted effort.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I get that. So, that's great. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
And how's the second job?
It's really cute.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just a lot of adorable people really committed to what they're doing and what, the work that they're doing, and just all like so friendly.
Because last week we were talking about it, that like it was going to be like your first day on Friday, I think, or something, or at some point. It was like, I don't know. We were talking to Paul and you were saying that like it's your first day doing this thing with the senior LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
What was that like? What was the first day?
I felt like I was just meeting people all day, and just it's just kind of walk. It's like they have just have programs all day. That's kind of what, you know, you're helping with. Like I don't work on the programs. I'm more administrative, but it's just cute to see all the different groups come in, and like I sometimes like they have like lunches and they have like dinners and they have like, you know, just day programs, people there, and then also it's also a San Francisco is in a housing crisis, as some may know, and not due to lack of housing, which they'll try and tell you it is, but there are lots of empty apartments and buildings in San Francisco. And anyway, so people were a resource center because on the two sides of the senior center are low income housing that also they collaborate. So it's mostly LGBTQ seniors in that low income housing, but other people, you know, other seniors can go there, but it's a senior low income housing community, which is really cool. So once a week, this place serves as a drop-in center for anybody in the city who's experiencing the housing crisis, like who may not have, maybe has overpriced housing and needs lower income housing. Maybe some people are homeless, you know, or some people just, you know, whatever their needs may be. So it's a resource center, and they try and help you get secure housing. And it's really cool because that's not just seniors. That's just anybody can come in. But they can't take many people. So one woman came in and was you know, looking for housing, and we said, oh well, you know, it's too late today, come back during these hours. And you know, and then all of a sudden she just starts crying, and I was like just dying. I was just it was like, you know, just my heart broke, you know, because just imagine, you know, if you're coming to seek low income housing, maybe things, you know, there's, I mean, I don't want to romanticize her pain, but more just like whatever she could be going through to, you know, it must be, you know, to need our services. You know, it's tough out there. San Francisco's really, really just housing is
pretty rough.
Yeah it's rough,
and it's always been, but it sounds like especially right now it's been 10 times harder.
Well, it's unaffordable. So you know, that's, I think that's also kind of like why we don't want to, I think me, what my worry is with this is I just don't want to burn any bridges, you know, just kind of be like, okay, you know, but
yeah. I know, like, look, so
aren't you popping up all the time, like, how do we get there, how do we meet the middle?
right Oh, and that's it's such a delicate line to walk. How did it end up with her?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if she came back the next day. I didn't work the next day. True. So I hope she got seen. But like, what's cool is there's like so many other drop-in centers I think not drop-in centers. I think we're the only drop-in center, but, you can still, there's like a lot of resources. I think it's like 38 places in the city you can go to get help. It's just, it's, you know, housing is getting low income housing is a complicated system, very bureaucratic, you know, it's easy to make a mistake and like have to go backwards. And, you know, it's just, I know that this job is going to tug on my heartstrings a little bit some days, you know?
Yeah, no, that's for sure. And it's good work that you're doing, but doesn't mean it's not fucking hard.
Yeah. So, but I'm content.
Good.
I'm can't wait till I can just kind of venture out on my own, I think. Because I get overwhelmed with all the talking. Not that anybody's, but it's just like I feel like I don't like introducing myself. This is always the hard part. Saying hello, meeting new people, trying to figure out personalities, trying to see, you know, like, this is exhausting, the first part of working anywhere. I don't want to talk all the time.
I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. And I'm not a talker. It's funny because I am, but I'm not. I don't know how to explain
You're a talker when you're in a comfortable place, I would say. Or when you have something to say and no one's listening.
I'll talk.
You know, and like, I think it's just, it's going to be, you're going through a lot of transition right now. And I think that's probably a big part of it too, is that like, you're still trying to figure out who your neighbors are, who your landlords are, what, you know, like what's expected of you in this new location, what's expected of you in these new jobs. So, you know, give yourself a little break on that.
Yeah.
Because you've made it here. You have two new jobs. You got a new place. Like, it's a lot of new.
Yeah.
Try and have some fun with the nesting part.
Fair enough. It's funny, speaking of nesting. So I didn't have much to do today for the other job.
Okay.
So I started putting together a little shelf I ordered just to get some of this into a place.
Marie's gesturing towards some moving boxes that are piled menacingly above her.
It's such a small place that it's like hard to just do it all at one time. Mm-hmm. And we've been so busy, this is moving slower than I would like. I think in the days that we've had together, we're just like, I don't want to do
anything. You don't want to do anything, you want to rest.
But I started putting together a shelf and it's sitting half done, a little more than half done right here. And I'm just like, oh, and then I got to put the boxes into there and all that. So I don't know. I'm hoping it gets done today.
Is that the plan for after the podcast?
Yeah, I got to put at least an hour into it. Because, you know, otherwise the boxes are going to be, because there's some sitting like just in the middle, because those are the stuff I plan to put in. So
I get that. Yeah.
We shall see how it goes, but it's sitting here undone. Kitty thinks it's a new toy for her, which of is course. Great. Of course she
does. Most cat thing ever.
All for me. Yeah.
Oh, great. Awesome. We call it the have to's for our small one. He has to get into shit and be on top of things. And anything we bring in new, it's like, I have to.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, cats, they're so funny.
They are. They really are. I also have to, I have to go through my closet and do some spring cleaning because I got some new clothes for vacation, which I'm very excited about. But I need to get rid of, I need to Marie Kondo my wardrobe because I have stuff from like high school and like mama's getting close to 40 and I should not have this stuff. You know, and like stuff that hasn't fit me in years that I'm just like, toss it, just like donate it or toss it.
And see, that's hard though, because it's not convenient to donate it either. Like,
well, and what's funny is that, like, my grandmother was also a hoarder and, like, a bad hoarder too, to the point where it was just like, there was a room in their house I didn't know existed until grandmother had passed, and they were going through stuff, and I was like, they called it a bonus room, and I was like, there's a bonus room? What? It just filled with shit. Oh God, it was. And so every time I would go and visit my grandmother, I would come back home and I would do a massive clean out of any apartment I was in and just like get rid of just stuff.
Yeah.
And since she passed, like, I haven't had the need or reason to do that. But now I'm like, no, I gotta do that. I gotta make this like an actual spring cleaning.
Yeah. So it's funny because when I was moving my clothes, I was like, with my drawer specifically, all of a sudden I couldn't put it back in the same perfect pattern that I had before. So it feels like it fit less stuff. So now I'm like, you need to get rid of so many clothes because things aren't fitting. I don't know. It just felt like everything's taking up more space. Maybe it's because it feels like that because we're in a smaller space.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
But anyways, I want to go back to the fact that you were talking about spring cleaning and you got new outfits. That's what I want to hear.
I mean, yeah. Well, I've got trash bags. Like, I started that project yesterday, and I'm trying not to be, but we've been unemployed so long now that, like, I feel like I just need to be in vacation mode, and I can't be at this time and place. Like, I can't just, like, not do something, but I have been going, like, nonstop in, like, auditioning and like going to workshops and like trying to do all this stuff, which is great, and it's always a lot of work and it's always a lot of like time consuming stuff. So when I'm done with that, I haven't made money necessarily, but I don't want to be doing more homework. You know, so I've got two big trash bags that I filled like halfway. One of them's for actually dumping out into the trash, and then the other is to take to Goodwill. And I still haven't gone back to that because I just want to sit on the couch,
get stoned,
and play Fortnite. Like that's all I want to do at this point. And luckily, luckily it's been nice and springish, at least the last couple days. We've had a lot of rain down here. So Mark and I went to the park today, and I played some basketball while he went and swam at the public pool. And that was good, but it's also spring break. So everyone is just out and about. I'm feeling super antisocial, which is not good to have like before I go on vacation. I don't know. I feel like this weird like rest, but don't rest too long. And, you know, I want to get another job, but I already technically have, I'm just waiting for them to come back. And you know, it's like very, I just feel like very displaced at the moment of like what I'm supposed to be. You know?
I feel that. Yeah.
The spring cleaning is partway done.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I have bags of giveaway clothes that I carried from the apartment, the last apartment. They just moved with me. They're already bagged. Now I'm going to say my excuses that I didn't have a car, but I didn't want to. So to give at Goodwill, it's certain dates, certain times, certain hours, and they only take so much stuff. So I was like, that feels hard.
It feels like one more task.
Yeah.
One like, more task to do. Like, that's like, I get that.
I'm always looking for places that'll pick stuff up. That is my favorite. There is some places, there's 4 days, they do pick stuff up and Ridwell. But those are paid services.
Right. And that's just not viable at the moment.
No, it's not. There was a point when I remember having them when we moved. I paid about $100 for them to come and remove all of the cardboard boxes we had.
Nice.
And that was, I don't know. I don't know if that was too much, but I know that it was nice getting all of that out of our house.
Sometimes the convenience of someone else doing it, funny. I was talking to my sister this last week. My stepmom is very much a like pull yourself up by your bootstraps, because that was like her entire life. Like that, like that poor woman went through the ringer of life and was essentially her own emotional parent, on top of like so many things. So I remember when I was younger, she was trying to teach me how to wash and wax my car. And, I like was sitting there, it was like probably hour 3, and I was like, this is taking a long time, and in Arizona, so we're out in the blazing heat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to do this. I was like, why don't I just go to the car wash and get this done? Like, she's like, yeah, but then you'd have to pay for it. I'm like, yeah, but then my time would still be here. And I was
and I think that's valuable too.
You know, like it's good to know. And like, it's very much like, I understood where she was coming from, but I was also like, yeah, but there are easier ways that you can just pay someone to do this, or like go through a car wash where it does it automatically. And I guess it wouldn't be as detailed, but I'm not driving a Lamborghini by any stretch of the imagination. Like, it's my used like Suzuki Firenza.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. I mean, you know, but like, I've never felt more like a rich kid than being like, why can't I just pay someone to do this?
If I have the means, I will do it. What? Like, I just, I'm just, that's there's some, like, I just say it this way. I need to donate my clothes. I need to get them out of my mental space.
Sure.
I need to for space wise. And there are people who will come and take it, and I can make sure that I'm not impacting the environment. I feel like I just, with all the time I spent, I saved, like, I saved that amount of time.
Right. And on top of it, you don't have a car right now, so you can't just drive it to the local Goodwill or whatever. Yeah. You know, like, also, it's navigating San Francisco, which is a whole other beast in and of itself. Yeah. If someone can come and pick it up, you know, and like, that's, I've made these excuses too whenever, like, we have a grocery store that's literally walking distance. I mean, it's not unfar, but it's also not far.
Okay.
Whatsoever. It's like around the block. It's just kind of like you have to maneuver through our, like, neighborhood in order to get to it. But there have been times that I have DoorDashed groceries from our grocery store, and I feel stupid doing it. But I have, like, a DoorDash, like, monthly subscription thing, so delivery is free. You know, if I can just point and click a button someone shows up with, like, it, for basically the same it costs for me to gather up the courage to go to the grocery store.
Get dressed.
And get dressed.
Try and look presentable.
Put a bra on.
Yeah. I could be playing a game of Fortnite.
Right. And I, look, I understand that is very bougie of me to say.
Oh, but I get my groceries delivered all the time.
Well, it makes sense in a city context. I think it even makes sense in a more rural context, personally. But, like, I also understand how that it's, you know, everybody has a different reason. But yeah, no, I often feel bad ordering groceries when it's literally like a block away. But at the same time, I use that time to, I don't know, clean up, or I use that time to finish doing my laundry, or I use that time just to spend with my husband. And I feel like one of the things that a lot of our parents' generation didn't quite understand is the emotional time and the mental space of time.
Yeah.
Hasn't been factored into a lot.
A lot of their lives didn't factor at all.
No, it's grit and bear it. And it was like, yeah, sure. But we also know that there's not, you don't have to do it that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, I even, like, I told my sister about, like, ordering groceries and stuff. And she's like, I totally understand this. And I'm gonna order half and half from the grocery store via DoorDash. I was like, she did. She's like, I had a whole bunch of things to do. I went to this place, that place. I had to deal with, like, my dogs and, like, putting them up or whatever. And she's like, I just didn't have the energy to go grab half and half for my coffee. Yeah. So I DoorDashed it. I was like, see, and don't you feel better?
Yeah.
I mean, we're providing work.
Exactly.
And I always try and tip very well for, like, that kind of stuff, because I know they're not making any money on the delivery fee.
I tip as well. Sometimes I feel like Amazon makes me tip too much because they won't drop it off. Like, when they don't want to get out of their car. Not get out of the car, but just, like,
I know. They're
supposed to take it to your door, and there's some, and I'm like, oh, it automatically does $10 for you, no matter what. Actually, it does it by percentage, but, like, the amount I usually buy in groceries, it's an automatic $10 tip.
Oh, so interesting. I didn't know that Amazon did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never ordered groceries through Amazon, but that might be something I look into, just because I have an Amazon card. But yeah, no, I had a delivery driver that that sometimes it's hard to park on our street.
Yeah.
And he and this was, like, a new delivery service that I hadn't used before. And he messaged me and was like, hey, like, there's I have to stay near my car. Can you come down to pick up your stuff? And I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, ah, that's a bummer, because like I like when they just bring it to my door and I don't have to do anything. Like that's usually what it's expected. I'm like, you have the like information in order to get into my building, which is always weird. But I get down there and the dude has a parking space with his hazards on. And I was like, motherfucker.
I know.
Like, here's your money. Keep the change. It was like a $5 tip, which I like, it's not insignificant, but like, it's also like, fuck you. That's I still tip, but I'm still like, I hope that you wouldn't take the time to come up and whatever.
Well, at our last apartment, our buzzer didn't work.
Yeah.
So I had to let them in. And it was funny because whatever Nico did, I don't know what I did. I just pop open the door and I walk up just so like they have to like bring them out. I didn't do that every time. Sometimes it would help. But Nico always is like, no, just put them, just drop them off right here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and up at the bottom of our stairs, like there was like stairs they had to go up. So I'm like,
you had like a couple flights on that first place before the fire.
First place. That one, I always was impressed when they dropped it off at my door, but also was like frustrated when they didn't drop it off because I had to go up like 3 flights of stairs. But this place was only, it's not even a full flight, but you know. They just did not. They saw those stairs like, nope. So they leave it down, and I'd be like, no, you can at least help me if I'm helping you. Bring it.
Pump it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get it. They probably have a lot of deliveries or whatever. I'm not sure.
Well, I think I'm probably a little bit easier on them now after when I was working at the pet food store, Amazon worked with us. Mm-hmm. So they could pick up stuff to go deliver. I realized like these people would sometimes pick up 5 or 6 orders at a time.
Then
I'm like, oh, by the time they get to you, sometimes they're just probably freaking tired.
They want to DoorDash something themselves. Yeah.
So I'm like, ugh. I think that's when I started more often, like not just popping open the door. Like I would, like especially when they have to deliver like cat litter and
the heavier stuff,
like
bags of dog food or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I totally get it, and it's funny because that's the kind of stuff that like I know is available to me if I wanted to work it. I don't want to do that. I feel like I don't know.
Want to do it.
I don't. I really don't. I feel like I'm being so bougie on this podcast today, but I'm just like, I also feel like I'm at an age right now where I'm like, no, I've got other skills and I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to deliver people's stuff.
Well, I also like wondering, like, you hear horror stories.
Stories. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I know for the majority of delivery people, they're fine, but I don't want to end up in the wrong neighborhood, down the wrong street, or have somebody steal my groceries that I'm trying to deliver, you know?
Have my car parked in like an actual parking spot, and then somebody takes the other order that I have to go to after this bitch won't come down.
Yeah.
I get it. And like, that's why, like, I will, no matter what, always tip. I might not always be the better tip, but like at the same time, and I don't envy their job. I want to respect it as much as possible, but I also don't want to do it.
No, and I think it's fair. And I always like give them credit, like when I see the dudes who come in there, and it's like every kind of race, every kind of body type, every kind, like these people are working their patukuses off. But they can also, like, I like the way, like, sometimes they can accept certain orders. They don't have to do it. Depends on who you're working with. Like Amazon, is a little bit more, I think they schedule you a lot more, but okay. I think DoorDash, they can take them if they want to.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Maybe pick up a couple of orders or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What a random thing. Yeah.
It honestly, it also reminds me, I had a friend, she's a stand-up, and she's a very good stand-up, and she's been teaching stand-up for years. And I remember she went on, I think, America's Got Talent or something like that. And they loved her. And they were like, wait, so you're a stand-up, but you're not like being booked regularly. What's the deal? And she's like, I don't know. Like, I have no idea. And they're like, what do you do for work? And she said, I deliver groceries to rich people. And it's so fun. Cause like, this was like over a decade ago, I think.
Okay.
And I remember like all the panelists just being like, well, you're not going to be delivering groceries anymore. And she totally did. Like, they didn't do shit for her. she's still a very funny stand-up. She also, like, helps write for a show now. Like, I don't think she's delivering groceries anymore because she actually did get some, like, but she's still working in, like, the non-union work.
Right.
It's what a beautiful dream it seems that, like, these shows and stuff give us, where it's like, you can work real hard and get out of that situation and become someone cool. And it's like, nah, that doesn't really happen to everybody. And my hope is that, like, yeah, like I can still maintain and keep going and like find something cool. But like, I feel like the only person that's going to get me out of being a DoorDash person is me. And so if I say no at the get-go,
there you go,
you know, maybe. But I don't know, at some point I gotta make some money.
Oh, I know that. I was just thinking about, I was like, how am I want to make, am I ever gonna make the money I used to make again?
I don't really hope so.
It
feels like there's no way to go back, but at the same time, it's like, oh no, I've experienced going back my entire adult career. Like, every step has been a step backwards. So like, I got totally a lot of runway.
Yeah. I don't know. It definitely can get better.
Definitely can. there's a lot of runway for it to get way better, and I am happy for that. But yeah, which is it's such a weird dichotomy, because like, especially like applying to all these jobs, I'm like not applying as much right now because I know we're gonna be gone in the middle of April,
right?
So it's like, I can't work I can't start something in the beginning of April. Like, that's not going to be good. But then I'm also like, yeah, but you don't have any unemployment, you're living straight off of savings, and you're going, and I'm like, I don't know, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because that's the thing about being unemployed, is like, you have this open schedule, but you don't feel like you've got an open schedule.
No. That's the thing I've been talking to Mark about a lot lately, too, because I'm like, I feel like I don't actually get a day off, because it's just filled with the most... I have never been unemployed this long and been this busy with stuff that I don't get paid to do.
Really?
And it's ridiculous. I don't know. I think I'm also trying to find, like, all right, what does make me actually happy, and what is just me trying to stave away the fear. I don't know.
That's a deep thought.
It is a deep thought towards the end of this.
I gotta think about that myself.
You know, like, and that's, I don't know. I don't know. I'm figuring it out one day at a time. And
sorry.
No, you're good.
It's my phone. I never have my sound on, but I did it because they said they're going to call me back about my my medication. I haven't been able to get my meds. It's a long story.
Oh, no. On top of it all, you just recently re-met with your people, right?
Yeah. No, it's nothing wrong with that. It's all been prescribed. Okay. It's just that, like, I have the closest pharmacy, you know, because I like to be able to walk to it.
Yeah.
Didn't have one of my medications ready, mm-hmm. and or they couldn't. It was on backstock, so they didn't have it around. And it's the one I needed the fastest. And so I said, okay, transfer all my medications to Walgreens. And then Walgreens calls me and they're like, we're not contracted. Well, no, they're not contracted with my insurance, which I didn't realize was a thing now.
What?
And so I thought you just go to the pharmacy and they take your meds. So then I had to call a new pharmacy. This one's in walking distance as well, but it's just you have to go up this huge hill, which I was like,
yeah.
So funny. I was like, I'd prefer the other one. But anyways, so I had to ask them if they'll call Walgreens, because Walgreens won't just send it over. They make the other pharmacy call them to get it transferred over. So he said, I'll call Walgreens, and when I get it ordered, I'll call you back. And so he hasn't called me back yet, but that's why my sound was on. Okay. I just want my meds, please.
I get it. I totally get it. And I hope that message says something about your meds being in somewhere, yeah. Any pharmacy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a thing right now. Like there's a lot of pharmacies that like are either out of things or mm-hmm. not providing. Like I have something from my dermatologist that I was supposed to get a while ago. Haven't seen hide or tail of that. Something from my dentist as well. I was supposed to get like a medicated mouthwash for all the work that I had done. And they haven't, they keep telling me we're out of it. I'm like, cool. Could you order it? Like that would be great. Yeah. But yeah, no, they just give me daily updates of how much they don't have any interest in giving me my medication. Like,
The worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
No, I read this crazy article about there's a shortage in ADD medication. Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah, that's actually been for a while.
Yeah.
When I first started taking Adderall, it was hard to get. And then with that one, not all my insurance, I think that was like some insurance dropped it as like covering it. And then another, or the certain pharmacies wouldn't.
Connect with your insurance or something? Or?
No, some pharmacies wouldn't carry it at all.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was a pain to get it, and then of course there was a shortage. So,
is it still in shortage? Like it, market is, but
I don't know. It might just be, you know,
Mark, may I preface, Mark's still getting his, but he has to go to a different pharmacy that's further away from us than that. I'm just wondering if that was part of it.
I'm looking up to see if there's still there's still a shortage of Vyvanse and Adderall.
Vyvanse, oh yeah.
Yeah. It's probably another. I just saw the word COVID-19, so of course another thing that was affected by COVID-19.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like a lot of people got diagnosed within the pandemic as well.
Yeah, which probably
makes sense. It does make sense. Mark and I did a small, very fast, but paid in cash voiceover gig recently, and we were talking with a woman who she books us on these things every now and then, and she was talking about how apparently it's because every like tab you have open up on like your computer screen or whatever, it almost builds like its own neural pathway in your own mind of like what that like page entails and whatnot. And because during the pandemic, this is basically our entire world is this computer screen filled with tabs and stuff open, that it like makes sense that everyone is starting to get a little bit more ADD because they have too many things that they're juggling at the same time and creating all these different crazy random neural pathways, which I don't know if you remember our good sweet friend Janelle and her web browser that we, I think we saw a screenshot of one time that had like over 100 tabs open. I was like, I didn't even know tabs could look that small. We should have her on the podcast sometime.
We should. That'd be so fun.
That would be great. But is there anything coming up in the next week that you're really excited about? Or
I'm trying to think. No, this is going to be a low-key week. I'm still going to be plugging away at the house. Next week is our, you know, party, the 5th. So that one's going to be fun. But yeah, just real low-key, working. It's Easter Sunday. I might be going to my mother's. I'm still trying to figure out the logistics, you know, because now it's like, until we buy a car, we have to rent a car. Mm. You know, it's like, is that a cost we want to take on right now? Right. So we'll see. I think she'd be really bummed, but I think she'd understand because she's crazy right now.
Zoom with her. Or, hey, let's have her on the podcast so we can bank another podcast.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Easter special.
Oh, kitty. No, not right now.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it'd be nice if I get to go. But also, she wants to have the talk with all three of us. So I'm like, no. Whenever we're talking about the will and the house and the right, she wants to figure out what she's going to do with everything. And we all have to agree. And I'm like, okay, I just want to do whatever my mom wants us to do. I don't want to argue with my sisters.
Right. Well, and keep that communication open as much as you can for while she's still here with us.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because, I mean, based on how your dad's will and everything went, it sounds like it could do your family some good to keep in constant communication on that.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I have a weird feeling, and I'm not going to lie. When my father passes, I'm going to have to go on a scavenger hunt or something. Like, there's going to be tasks that I'm so worried about. Like, I know they had a big conversation with my sister because she's responsible and not an actor. But, like, I just know that there's going to be something that I don't want to do. In order to, like, grieve my father.
Oh, boy.
Who knows? We'll find out. That'll be another podcast. As for me, there's not a whole lot going on right now. I plucked one of those witch hairs off of my chin, and it was very satisfying. And
I love that.
I gotta say, that was the highlight of my day today. I'm very bored right now. Trying not to be. I'm really trying not. I'm trying to stay busy and productive, but it's dull out here in Hollywood, I gotta tell you.
I bet.
Yeah. But, you know, that universe, she be chaos. So please be kind to one another, whoever you are, whoever listens. Marie, is there anything you want to leave the people with?
Oh, boy. I didn't have anything good today. Go clean your bathroom. It's probably dirty.
That is a good one.
Go clean your bathroom. Because you know what? Stuff builds up fast. Get yourself one of those rotating things to make it fast.
I gotta tell you, we had one of those. And it was a game changer. I cleaned my bathroom like every other weekend. It was so wonderful. Yeah. And it's since stopped working for some reason.
Oh, no. I got to go check mine.
Yeah. No. Go check your, like, make sure it's charged. But I loved that thing. Oh, I scrubbed the walls. I scrubbed the sink. I scrubbed the entire of my bathroom, like the ceiling and stuff.
Yep.
Those rotating brushes are game changers.
Yeah, they are. They're great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Alrighty, my friends. Well, don't forget to clean your bathrooms, and we will see you next week for another one.
Bye-bye. Bye.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.